The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Scott Frost. Nebraska hosts Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Questions, please.
Take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Coach, what's your Friday routine on for home games? What do you guys do on Friday, generally?
As a team?
Yes, as a team. And how'd you come up with that?
We just have a morning practice. The guys go to class, do everything they need to. We have night meetings at our facility, and we go to the hotel.
Okay. And, Coach, Nebraska, over time, has recruited Illinois pretty well. Is that something you'll continue or try to do down the road?
Yeah, if the right kid is in Illinois or anywhere in the country, we're going to go try to find them and recruit them. And Illinois certainly got a lot of talent as a state, so I imagine we'll have coaches there in the future.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Scott, you said after the game on Saturday that you really thought that your team had its chances. When you watched the film, was that reinforced even more that the game really was in your hands on Saturday?
I wouldn't say it was in our hands, but we had opportunities in the game, and all you can do as a team is put yourself in position to have a chance, and I think we did that. We had a chance right away in the third quarter to take a 2-score lead, and had a bad second down, didn't convert on a third down, didn't get off the field a couple times in the second half that would have given us a chance, and starting as well as we played on offense, we started the second half with a bunch of punts, and if we could have scored in on one of those drives, it might have been a different game. So, a lot of respect to them and how they played, and they found a way to win. But we certainly had our chances and took advantage of some things, but not enough.
And what did you think of Ohio State's defense, and particularly the impact that Brendan White, number 25, had when he came in the game?
Yeah, he certainly did a good job. They're really talented. I think they're coached well. You gotta work hard and earn whatever you get. And we know how good a team they've been and will continue to be. So I think our guys were ready to play. And even in a loss, we probably played our best game in that game.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Scott, what are the areas that are most important for you guys to improve on just here in the rest of the season before getting ready for year two?
We just need some more success. So many things are going the right way. The guys are enjoying football more. They're playing for each other more. I think the energy on the field, on defense, and the way we're running around is better. We're putting up yards on offense, but a few more points here and there would get the job done. So, I think just finishing the season the right way, and the biggest, best way to finish the season the right way is to win another game or two or maybe even three. So that's going to be tough against the competition we're facing down the stretch. But the guys have improved enough to have a chance to be in all three of those games, and would love to see them pull them out.
You mentioned the energy on defense. Where have you seen the kind of confidence grow there the most in recent weeks?
Kind of across the board. We've got a couple new guys playing that are contributing. I think a bunch of the guys that have been playing have been improving. Guys are where they're supposed to be and with the right technique more often than they were at the beginning of the year. And simply put, we've just got more hats to the football a lot, and that leads to good things. It led to some turnovers on Saturday, and they're starting to play more as a unit than they were at the beginning of the year.
Hey, thank you.
Your next question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Coach. Thanks for asking. Coach, when you have a team goal, which most teams do, of getting to a conference championship game. When that isn't going to materialize, do you have a problem getting your players to focus and be motivated to practice?
No, we haven't had that problem at all. And I've said this before, but the thing I'm going to be most proud of after this year is, even through some tough times at the beginning of the year and some bad breaks and some circumstances where a lot of teams would have shut it down and gotten worse, our team on and off the field has gotten better. And that's encouraging, and I think it speaks to the assistant coaches we have on the staff and their ability to stay the course even through the some difficulties. And it's hard to keep getting better when the results aren't coming, and our team's managed to do it, and we need to keep doing it.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Scott.
Hey,
I know you've had a pretty good season from your own quarterback. I'm curious, of the Big Ten quarterbacks you've faced so far, who do you feel like has been the guy that impressed you the most outside of your own guy?
Oh, man, there's been a few. I think for what Wisconsin does on offense, Jake does a good job. And the kid at Purdue makes every play they ask him to make. I think he's had a dynamite season. Obviously, Ohio State's kid is exceptionally talented. And the Northwestern kid beat us, especially at the end of the game. And he can really throw it. So there's quite a few good players in the league, and I'm probably forgetting someone. But we've seen quite a few solid ones, and I think ours certainly belongs in the conversation with those guys.
Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Parker Gabriel, Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Scott, when you first got to Orlando, what did you like about Travis Fisher? And as you coached with him the last couple of years, what is it about his coaching ability that works with players?
Coach Fish was on the staff before I got there, and I didn't have any intention of keeping somebody from that staff. Ended up keeping two. A lot of it was because of what type of people they were, not just what type of coaches they were. Both him and Beck are exceptional individuals. You know, walking in Orlando, the DB room was one of the rooms where the talent was there. So Fish had obviously done a good job evaluating and recruiting. And he and I sat down, and really the common bond was, in my time in the league, the team that coached DB technique the best and made me the best I could be was Tampa, with Mike Tomlin and Raheem. T. Fish spent a couple years in Detroit with kind of the same coaching staff, with Rod Marinelli and Joe Barry, and we started talking about all the language that we spoke as DBs in that system, and kind of hit it off through that. And I'd always said if I became a head coach, I wanted somebody from that Tampa tree because of how much I believed in how they coached defensive backs. And Fish was well-versed and schooled in all that. So a combination of all those things made it an easy decision for me.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.